not talking about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, hello, 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 you out there? Good day, everybody. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre, Oklahoma. Sorry, I'm laughing. I'm messing with the farmer rancher out here right now on the phone. He sent me a picture of his Truticow coming up, and I asked him if that was a grasshopper I seen in there in that picture. He doesn't think I'm very funny. It's all right. It'll be okay. I'm glad it's up. Looks good. Looks really good. Let's check out some temperatures on this wet, rainy Tuesday. 68 degrees at Hollis, 68 at Granville, 63 at Eric, 61 at Arnett, 60 at Slapout, 70 degrees at Alva out here in the panhandle of Texas. 61 at Lipscomb, 65 at Wellington, 69 at Esteline, 69 at Goodlett, 70 at Odell. Just wonderful wet weather. I'll be honest with you. I just got my first measurable rain about 8 o'clock this morning. I'm up to, well, according to my raindrop gauge, I've got 4 tenths, but they was not hardly a full tenth in that gauge when I left there early this morning. Just a big donut down there between Carter and Willow, but it's starting to fill in a little bit. More rain's on the way. Let's check out some rain total amounts in the last 3 days around western Oklahoma. All I know is between Butler and Woodward, that area right in there, oh my gosh, you guys, your pond should be full by now. Anywhere from 3.37 inches at Butler, 5.49 at Camargo, over 5 inches at Woodward so far, even Beaver and Slapout and Goodwell. You guys have got almost 2 inches up there, so good deal. And then some more heavier rain totals down around Watonga and down towards Hinton and stuff, and Weatherford is really... really good rains in that area there. Check it out on the mezzanine. It's pretty cool. Altus, not so good. 0.03. That's what I was feeling like this morning. 0.04 at Tipton. Eric, you got almost an inch at 7 tenths. Elk City has an inch. So good rain totals. And the old tractors are going to be blowing black smoke, and drills are going to be greased up, seeds going in the grain carts. You know what's going to happen next week when things start drying out. It's that time of the year. It's good. I mean, it's perfect. You couldn't ask for it to be any more perfect weather to start sowing some early fall forage for grazing and stuff. So, like I said, I'm just going to throw it out there. It's like a recorder on repeat, record player on repeat. Keep an eye out for your bugs. Lake said something the other day that was kind of interesting. So yesterday, being nosy, I drove around. It's true. Kind of north of 152, like between Triggers and Sayre, there's not a lot of grasshoppers up and down the roads in that area. But you get south of 152, it becomes colonies of grasshoppers. And there is a lot of armyworm moths. Flying around right now. So everybody get busy, take care of stuff, but just keep an eye out on the insects. This is a very unusual year. We all know that. It's been wet for most of the year, a couple of dry spots in between there, but there's a lot of bugs out there. That's all I'm going to tell you. Just a lot of bugs out there. So keep an eye out on for them, if you would. Today is Hay Day Tuesday, brought to you by Great Plains Bank. And we'll have the last segment of the show. I got, I think, 1, 2, 3, 4. I got 14 of them hay for sale. A couple fresh new ones today. If you got hay you want to sell or buy, 580-225-9697. please let me know what it is. If it's big squares, little squares, round bales, how much per ton or per bale you're wanting, and what kind of hay it is, and what general area of the hay is. Like if you're a Kingfisher or Altus or Eric or whatever, just let me know. 580-225-9697. Pretty sure I'm going to be able to get a hold of Brandon here in just a little bit. We're going to talk about the cattle market. But meanwhile, guys, talk to some of the Oklahoma Department of Ag rangers here a while back. There's cattle rustling going on. I don't want to say a lot, but there's some cattle rustling going on. Keep an eye out on your cattle. Best way to do them, they're worth so much money right now. Just brand them, notch their ears, and tag them. Yes, they can cut the ear tags out, but branding and notching those ears, give these guys, law enforcement, even the ones over in Texas, the Southwestern and the Texas Rangers over there, give them some help, and even maybe some EID tags. When my Texas and Southwestern email comes in every morning, the first thing pops up is cattle missing here, cattle missing there, cattle missing there. So take care of them. I know if you don't have the facilities to do them, throw them in the trailer and bring them to town, get them branded. If you don't have a brand, I'll loan you mine. That way, you know, I can identify them. But just, it's crazy times right now, so crazy things happening takes crazy things to mitigate some of those so we can do it. Another thing that's going on here, and let's see here. I mentioned it three times this year already. I'm going to mention it again. A recent nationwide used equipment scam resulted in nearly $250,000 being lost to online scammers for farm machinery that was never delivered to buyers in seven different states, and Oklahoma was one of them. Find out how you can stay safe when buying equipment online or over the telephone. The Better Business Bureau is warning used equipment buyers nationwide about the sophisticated scam involving used farm equipment. This particular graft, according to a press release from the BBB, involved a fake online heavy equipment retailer impersonating a legitimate Missouri dealership, Cook Equipment and Trucking in Marble Hill, Missouri. Buyers from across the U.S., some even as far as California and Arizona, reported losing a total of $223,000 after attempting to purchase heavy equipment and farm machinery through fraudulent websites and Facebook Marketplace ads. Victims say they were ghosted after wiring money for equipment that never arrived. The Better Business Bureau does not say whether the victims were able to dispute the fraudulent charges and claw back the proceeds from scammers. The reported fraudulent was a $45,000 skid loader from a buyer in Oak Hills, California, excavator in Michigan, a trailer in Ohio, a trailer from North Carolina, skid loader from Eastman, Wisconsin, a skid loader in Florida, excavator in Iowa, and a skid loader in Arizona. BBB says the real Cook Equipment and Trucking, a small business operating since 2010, confirmed it has no website and it's not affiliated with anything online sales. Those shopping for heavy equipment and farm machinery online should do their due diligence so they don't fall victim to a virtual vehicle vendor scam, says Michelle Corey, president and CEO of the Better Business Bureau in St. Louis. If an item is priced well below market value, that's a red flag. So avoid getting swept up on online virtual vehicle vendor scam. The BBB offers these. Research the business at bbb.org. Be skeptical of deals that are too good to be true. Verify the website and contact the business directly. Read all the terms and understand refund policies. Use a credit card for added protection. If you have been scammed in the past and you haven't reported, please do report it. report scams to the BB Scam Tracker, tracker, or your state attorney general, FBI's Internet Crime Complaint Center, and notify the social media plan where the fraud was discovered. There you have it. Today is Stockman's Vet Clinic happy hour, all hour. I said it was the Heyday Tuesday happy hours. It's not true. It's just Heyday Tuesdays. Stockman's Vet here in Elk City. We're going to take a Stockman's Vet break, and we'll be right back after this.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
You farmers like saving money on stuff you gotta have? You can save instantly when you buy two or more eligible Bridgestone or Firestone Ag tires at Blair Tire and Feed. Get $300 off all eligible AD2IF and VF radial tires and Bridgestone radials. Get $200 off all eligible non-AD2 radial tires. And get $25 off Destination Farm and Destination Turf. Blair Tire and Feed at the crossroads in Blair, Oklahoma. Save instantly on the tires you gotta have.
Hey folks, this is EJ Gretiman with ASCO Equipment out of Elk City, Oklahoma. If you need rental equipment, I got your back. From excavators to wheel loaders, telehandlers, and forklifts, we rent the brands that you know and trust. With flexible terms, responsible service, and expert support, we're here to keep your job on track. Need equipment? We're on it here at ASCO Equipment. Visit ASCOEQ.com or stop by our Elk City branch, 513 West 20th here in Elk City, Oklahoma, or you can just give me a call, 580-243-9233. Appreciate it, folks, and y'all have a blessed day.
It's the summer sales event with the Ford Groom.
Sam, 30 seconds on the clock. The Ford summer sales event.
Great time to buy.
Correct. What do we have amazing deals on this summer?
Ford trucks and SUVs.
Is Ford America's all-time best-selling auto brand?
Let me think. Yeah, it is.
3 for 3.
What do I win?
You get to work at the Ford summer sales event.
Amazing. I think I was going to do that anyway.
You betcha.
Based on Automotive News Almanac historical data and industry reported sales data from 1909 through 2024 CY.
Money may not buy happiness, but it can buy a bag of cotton candy, a burger, a rodeo ticket, and the chance to see some pretty darn good bull riding, barrel racing, and the other rodeo events too. Hi everybody, Wayne Brooks here, inviting you to the Rodeo of Champions in Elk City, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday to watch the best rodeo action around. It's ground pound and non-stop boot stomping action brought to you by Barber Dyson Ford. Get your tickets online at ElkCityRodeo.com. It's the Elk City Rodeo this weekend. See you there.
That life insurance that I have on myself, it's not for me. It's for my wife, that she doesn't have to sell the home. She doesn't have to go worry about how am I going to make this car payment. How am I going to come up with the cost out of pocket to pay this funeral? Because, you know, that's an expensive cost. And it's a cost that you're going to have. If you had a machine in your garage that made money, it was a money-making machine. You went out every day and you flipped the switch on that machine and it generated money to pay your bills. Would you insure that machine? I've never had anybody say no. Sure they would. Well, you are that machine. You flip your switch on every morning when you get up. You flip your switch on when you go to work. But yet we don't insure ourselves. It doesn't make any sense to me. Hey, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
You're so busy out on the farm, you don't run into town unless you absolutely have to. The folks on the east side of Wheeler make it easier for you to stay on the farm. They'll deliver high-pro feed in bulk to your place. They deliver bulk feed in 5 states. They're used to it. But if you're in town, stop in and ask about lick tubs and talk to them about fertilizer. They've got plenty of that too. Your cattle and crops don't have better friends than the folks at the Wheeler General Store. Sure, they're on Facebook, but mostly they're on Highway 152 on the east side of Wheeler. That's Wheeler General Store.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Here is your Central Crop Care Ag Market Update. The grains, cattle, everything's looking pretty good on the live side, on the meat side. Corn for September, 387, down 2.25. Soybeans for September, 1025, up 0.25. Soybean meal, September, 293.60, up 60 cents. Soybean oil's down 178 to 52.53. Hard red winter wheat's down 1.25 for December at 519. Live cattle, October 238.22, up 140. December 239.80, up 175. Feeders for August 362.85, up 2. September 364.95, up 305. And October 363.72, up $2.97. Well, on the phone with me right now is the world famous, sale barn owner from Roger Mills County, but he lives in Custer County. I get all that right?
You got it all right.
All right. Cool. How about this rain, boss?
Oh, man, you just talk about something you just couldn't be more perfect for the wheat farmers to be thinking about, sowing wheat and rye triticale, if it'll just dry up now where they can get in and get some crops sown, get some wheat up, man. It just couldn't set up to be a more perfect scenario. But I know they didn't get near as much of this good rain down south, down your direction. But man, up here in the I-40 corridor, man, it they got some good rain.
Yeah, and some people, I had some people. My other boss at Woodward, he said they got 5.6 inches. Up there, and then 6.67 inches at Visak.
Wow.
How about that? The ponds should be, if the ponds aren't full, you got damn problems.
Yep.
I'm talking about dirt dams, not dams.
after a 6.6 inch rain, if you didn't have damn problems before, you might have had them afterwards.
Yeah, so that was good. Well, let's start over to Elk City Friday. A really good run. Well, both runs was really good. And question to ask you before we get into that. I've noticed the difference this year, which this year's unusual compared to the last 2 years. Are you having early runs on wheat pasture cattle for the fall just because the prices are high and guys are just going ahead and unloading them now? Or is it just, have we seen a good run? Are we going to still see a really good run on fall cattle?
Oh, I think we'll have a good run on fall. I don't think it'll be, what we're used to, as big as normal. But I don't think it's because there's very many cattle pulling forward. I think it's more so just the that, we're just going to be lower. We're going to be tighter on numbers, number of calves born in the winter months to come this fall. Just is not going to be as many of them as what was normal. I mean, we're still seeing a lot of these decent numbers on these calves. We're still seeing a lot of this. We're taking advantage of a lot of these wheat pasture cows that guys kept a lot longer than usual and kept the calves longer than usual, just because we had such a good summer and there was good pasture for them and whatnot. So, I think we've actually stretched them out a lot longer than we would normally. I think that's attributed some to these, good calf runs that we've been having up to this point. And, as we go forward now, the fall runs have officially started. I mean, we're getting, some the Reputation Ranch calves, every week now we're getting them at both barns. And so, we are in the midst of the fall run now, but it's, we're not, we might be a week earlier or 2 weeks early, but not very much. And there's a lot of calves to come this fall. We should have a lot of really nice cattle to offer, all the way through November, just like we always do, just maybe not as many total numbers.
Well, we just got a steady number going now. And instead of having two or three big runs, there in what, October, now it'll just be steady all the way through and get it. So I kind of like it. Just steady, steady business. And you're getting home at a decent hour.
Yeah, sometimes.
All right, let's start at Elk City. 1,665 head were sold. My thoughts on the whole thing is just those heifers. The cattle prices are good on all of them, period. Doesn't matter what you're selling, but those heifers, they're getting closer.
You're seeing that inch up there, getting closer all the time, and there's been a little bit of a replacement heifer buyers in the market, but you know they're buying lighter heifers in anticipation of making them into cows, you know, later on. But they're buying the lighter ones now, and you know where they kind of got both options. You know, they're buying them at prices at dollar per head figures where they. Where if they decide they want to sell them as feeders, they're probably still going to work, still going to make a little money there. But if they decide to take them on to make them cows, well, they're getting them bought a little bit lighter, a little bit cheaper dollar per head, where they can kind of got both options. They can take them.
Yep.
Either way, and but yeah, it was an outstanding market. Not many good cows this week on offer. It was mostly. Middle-aged and older cows, so we didn't have the young cow offering that we've been having. It seems like almost every week we've had either some young cow, pretty good offering of young cows and pairs almost every Friday, and didn't have that this last Friday. It was pretty well all either middle-aged and older bred cows or packer cows this week. There was very, very few young cows this last Friday.
Right. Well, on the boy side, they just, even the cutter bulls were bringing really good money, and but the Vettel boy out of Pampa with those 1042 pounders, I bet he was a happy camper.
Yeah 1042 at 316, that was pretty good sale, good set of black steers. Got done a good job with them, and just a really nice offering, and they was there was a good competition on them. But that's just kind of the way it's been on these. You know, the bigger bunches of the good quality reputation sets are just really, really in demand. I mean, everything's in demand. But you know, we talked about it, touched on it a little bit last week. You put some numbers together, and right now the numbers and the reputation cattle are drawing even more of a premium than what they would normally, and it's not. You know, a lot of times it's those cattle are at the top of the market, and you know everything else is a little bit of a discount. And right now, just because of the numbers game that we're in, everybody's playing that. You know, they're at a premium. Everything's at a top of where high as it's ever been, and the big groups are even drawing a premium instead of just being top of the market. So.
What do you got going on? Are you guys having your sale Friday because of Labor Day?
We are.
Okay.
Yep,
and Western Oklahoma will be closed Monday?
That's right. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction will be closed on Monday for Labor Day, but we will be in action Friday. Got a good run already lined up. Got a really nice set of 6 to 8 year old cows, mid to heavy bred cows coming in off of one deal. That'll be kind of be of a one ranch set of cows coming in, be kind of 6 to 8 year olds where they should mouth and kind of be anywhere from 3 to 6 months bred. I've got several nice groups of calves lined up to come, Mangum and Indiahoma, and just got some. It'll be a nice run. The rain may slow us down just a little bit, but even if it does, I think we'll still have a really nice run of those cows. I've already got confirmation they're coming this morning. That they're coming anyway, and I've already talked to a couple of the calf deals, and they're still lined up to come. So I think it'll be a nice run.
All right. Well, let's travel east on I-40 down there to the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction. 1,285 head went through the ring yesterday, and more of the same. It is, the heifers are getting closer and closer. And if you go down there and start at your five weights, light five weights, no matter, I mean, I don't know the quality of none of these, but the ones on here, if you just go off the weights from 509 all the way down to, all the way up to 870 weight, there's not a lot of difference.
Yeah. It's everything is in high demand right now. I mean, you know, whether it's a calf to be turned out or a calf that's ready or a feedlot ready calf yearling, you know, there's just lots of buyer activity on every weight class, all the sexes. I mean, it's just across the board. There's just a lot of activity, a lot of buyer interest, and and the competition is fierce because there's just not the normal head counts to go around right now. I mean, and what's crazy about this is you know, we've talked about this before too. None of this is tied to the futures board. I mean, you know, what the futures board moves around, bounces around, moves up and down. But right now, you know, the futures board is really high, but yet most of the time we're at a positive basis for the cash prices. So, you know, it's hard to know, you know, it would be really hard to know where to price these cattle to sell them right now because, you know, most of the time people kind of base that off your current futures month. And you know, you look at some of those cattle yesterday, you know, 775, what steers at 375. I mean, goodness, that's $12-$13 over the current futures board month. So, you know, $12 or $13 positive basis, it just shows that there's a lot of feedlots out there that are wanting to buy some cattle, that are willing to put out a pretty good ticket to buy some cattle, and it's hard to know what they're worth unless you put them in front of multiple buyers. I mean, that's just you got to put them out there in front of multiple buyers on a competitive bidding process right now to really have a true price discovery on these things. You know, a lot of times everything's all tied pretty close together, and you know, kind of everybody kind of knows what the cattle are going to bring within a dollar or two. But right now, yeah, you just unless you put it in front of multiple competitive bidders, you really don't have any idea where it's going to wind up on the final bid until the auctioneer says sold. So.
Yeah, it's crazy. Well, I get lots of emails from different media outfits every day. The first one I read this morning when I woke up there about 5:45 was the Beef Daily, and the first article I seen: Americans shrug off high beef prices. Beef is the king is what it says. The beef is remaining the king. Yeah, they're selling a lot more chicken, but the demand for the beef is still there. It's awesome.
Yeah. Well, and you know, and part of that too is, I mean, they, you know, you're going to have to sell more pork and chicken at some point because there's just not as much beef as there normally is available. So, you know, something else has to take a place to a certain extent. But you know, we're just in a good situation. As we, you know, we've got the product that people want, you know, and you know, they're continuing to buy it. It's continuing to fly off the shelves. The demand is just awesome, and you know, hopefully it stays that way. You know, hopefully we don't get to the point that we turn it to a luxury item, and you know, we just keep rocking along here with the stuff flying off the shelves. I mean, you know, we've cracked that $4 box beef deal on the choice, and you know, we're what, 408 or something, I think, yesterday. So, you know, we're way up there where no man has gone before, and we're still, the demand is still good. So, you know, I want to be cautiously optimistic. You know that we're up there where it's a little bit, everything's a little bit scary. You know, of what point does the consumer say enough is enough? But so far their attitude has been, we want the product, and you know, bring it on. So.
Yep. Well, I put on Facebook last night on my page, I had 4 beef coming in October 15th, and selling by the quarter, half, or whole. Best beef west of the Mississippi. Had 2 of them sold in 5 minutes. So it was just good stuff. The demand's there.
Jimmy.
Yeah, are you there? Did I lose you?
Yeah, I don't know what happened to you. Oh. I heard best beef west, and then you were just gone.
Oh, sorry. Don't know what happened there. We are on the internet. What do you think? Maybe somebody blocked out what I wanted to say. I don't know. But no, I was just caught off guard last night. I mean, it sells within a day or two, but I put on there, I had advertised 4 beef for sale, and I had 2 whole beef sold within 5 minutes.
Yep.
So it's good stuff. And but there's going on there. Well, do you got anything that you know of coming up at Western Oklahoma?
Well, we will actually be closed.
Oh, yeah, never mind.
For the Monday, for the Labor Day. So I don't have,
I know that there was one gentleman that had to cancel yesterday due to the rain. He got enough rain. He couldn't get his eight-way steers out, and he said move his to the next Monday. So should have that deal. Had one set of calves coming from Oakwood that he had some there this week and said he'd have a bunch more in 2 weeks to bring in, kind of tested the market and liked what he saw, said he'd bring a bunch more calves to us in the week after Labor Day. So we should have a good run. These runs should kind of just continually kind of pick up, you know, as we go forward. You know, they should see some more of these grass cattle coming. You know, the ones that that weren't already contracted sold, there should be some more of them continuing to show up and come and take advantage of these high prices that that we're getting right now. So we have a good calf run and expecting a good yearling run as well as we continue to roll forward. I mean, it's time for the summer grass cattle to start coming. I mean, this little rain we've got, it'll freshen things up a little bit, but you know, we're getting close to fall, so it's
we're losing daylight every day.
The grass yearlings you know, ought to be flowing in, and the fall calves are going to continue to fold and flow in, and you know, we should see some good runs at both barns, you know, just continuing to build numbers as we go forward here, albeit maybe not as big and as fast as what we have in the past, but I think we will, you know, we'll continue to grow forward from this 1665 and 1285 this week. We'll kind of grow, but we may not see some of them 3,000 head runs that we've seen in the past, just because the you know, in our fall runs, just because the those numbers may not be there like they normally are. So, but I think we'll continue to grow forward as our numbers as we pull into September and October, and man, oh man, with this moisture, if it dries up now, where these guys can get in the fields and plant some wheat, you know, we could sure be setting up. You know, we're talked about having a really huge corn crop, and could set up in a situation where the southern wheat grazers are competing against the northern corn guys for these calves. We're setting up to be pretty good if something weird don't come in and throw a monkey wrench in the deal. That's setting up to be a pretty good fall for these cow calf guys.
Well, speaking of monkey wrenches, you know, sometime or another, the border's going to open back up. Don't know when. I'm not going to speculate. I was shooting for middle September, but since the one showed up in somebody's ear in Maryland, I don't know about that. So we'll see what happens. I see that thing, if they do open the border up, yes, it'll bring the prices back down a little bit, but I think it'll stabilize and the demand will be there good, because the cattle that are in Mexico, it's going to take a while for them to get fed and fattened up or do whatever they're doing there. But my question for you for today, for your insight on this, yesterday morning, the board opened max down because the Maryland, the CDC and the Maryland State Ag and are not Ag, but Health Department kept this little screwworm and a human secret for about 3 weeks before they released it, which I don't know why they did that. And I really don't care, but, when the screwworm, it's not where, it's going to be when it comes into the U.S. across the border. Why would the market dive like that? It should have not be, I'm asking for your professional opinion here. Shouldn't it be just the opposite? Because why would the screwworm make the market drop? I don't get that. I'm just asking your opinion.
Well, and you're exactly right, because I mean, you're potentially just taking more numbers out of the supply chain as you know, they have to start combating the fly and the screwworm. The issue is why it will cause the crash is public perception.
Yeah.
The you know, you've got a lot of, more often than not, that's what happens. Is it something that doesn't really going to affect the food safety? but it affects the public perception. It affects the paper trader's mindset. It just, and, you know, it causes a, it'll cause a panic, you know, especially if some of those pictures and videos get out of what the what those things are capable of what they do, you know, what how, the kind of agony that they can put on, and it's not just cattle; it's any animal with any kind of a wound that the screw worm will lay their eggs, and you know, it's just it's horrible. Some of the stuff that is out there can be seen, and you know, and if that you know, if that gets out, and we've got, you know, it's actually happening on our side of the border, I think it's the public perception of, oh gosh, I'm, you know, I'm gonna stay away from that. I don't want anything to do with that, when there's really no chance of it bothering your beef at all. I mean, it's pretty similar to the mad cow, you know, back several years ago, you know, that the Canadian cow that originated out of Canada and was found in the United States and had mad cow. And, you know, there was no threat to our beef supply at all. But, you know, it absolutely totally wrecked the board just because of public perception.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm happy that the thing yesterday was as short-lived as what it was, because maybe we've got a little bit more of an informed people trading the board right now than what we've had sometimes in the past. The fact that it, you know, it bounced, but, you know, went limit down, but then it bounced back pretty dead young quick and good. And you know, people realized that, you know, this was not a threat, you know, for continuing spread from this one deal. And I, you know, you talk about them keeping it secret for 3 weeks. Well, I don't really think they intended for it to ever get out. It was an isolated case. There was a person that had traveled from Guatemala and had brought this thing with it, and so, you know, that obviously they gonna get those larvae taken care of before they ever have a chance to get on to start being made into reproducing flies, you know. So you know, and I think they felt like it was wasn't something to scare the public, but you know, most of the time, anytime you try to keep a secret like that, it's not going to stay a secret. It gets out. You know, they probably more often than not better served to, you know, put it out as soon as it happens with a, you know, a load of information of why it's not a big deal, as opposed to, you know, letting it get leaked several weeks later. But again, it just goes back to public perception and what they feel like, what they see. I mean, the public, you know, our clientele that is eating our beef, as well as the people that are trading the stocks and the commodities, you know, they're very emotionally driven, and what they see, whatever way it trips their emotions to go, that usually goes way too far, you know, whatever direction it is, whether it be enthusiastically up or enthusiastically down, it usually goes, overdoes it more often than not, and I think that's why it's the perception of the thing, not the actual, what it's actually going to do to the beef industry.
Well, all I can say, if somebody finds a screw worm in their steak, when they get a steak out of the freezer or from the grocery store, and they see a screw worm, keep it in there and whoop out a bottle of tequila and get it all. Do a shot and take a bite. You won't even need any lemon or lime with it. So.
Yep.
But no, because the screw worm has to have living flesh. It's not going to be in your meat. If it is, it's going to be dead. Nobody ever finds one of those. But you know, there's nothing to be worried about there. Who's going to be taking the brunt of that is the actual producer having to get it under control and get rid of what they got with their cattle. It's not coming to the market. It's not coming to feedlots. It's just whoever's got it there. It's just a matter of deal. But I just wanted to tell you, one of the respondents to my ad on Facebook on selling beef last night owns the Cranky Old Lady Cafe, old Cousin Kay. And she wanted to know if I had free samples. What the hell's wrong with her? I mean, I gave her free tomatoes, so.
Yeah, well, that's probably what she's thinking. You know, you give out free tomatoes, so you probably ought to be giving out free beef samples.
So, Well, it ain't happening. Not today.
Well, I don't know. You know, the Tucker family and the Taylor family, you know, they're giving out quite a few of those beef sticks, you know, for free, kind of trying to get people, hooked on their product. So, I mean, it may not be a bad idea, you know. It's a way to get people addicted to your product. That's what you're supposed to do, is give a little away, you know.
Yeah, we'll see what happens with that deal. But, I guess you're heading up to Raiden, see what kind of damage you got up there from the rain, I guess, at the ranch?
Yeah, had a pretty significant wind up there. Parents' house got some pretty significant damage to it. The house that Aaron and I used to live in before we moved to Custer County, it appears to be okay, but we've got a lot of trees and tree limbs and whatnot down in the driveway, so Dad actually had to go in the back way to get to the houses to check on them because he couldn't get down the driveway. So we're headed out there to see what we can do about getting the driveway kind of cleared out and making sure we sure don't have any leaks. That it sure hit his house there pretty hard. They the videos of the amount of water that was coming in their house was pretty daunting.
Yeah. So all right. Well, good luck, Brandon. Thanks for taking your time out today, and probably see you Friday.
Okay. Sounds great. Thank you.
All right. Thanks. Brandon Hickey with the Elk City and the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Barns on his weekly reports, seeing how the sales went. And again, this coming Monday, Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction will not be happening, but they'll be open for the next one. And we got that. All right, let's take a Stockman's Vet Clinic break. We'll be right back.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
As a farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com.
Hey farmers, it's Kent Watkins with SEI Agritech in Elk City, Oklahoma. It's time to plant summer cover crops. We carry the best quality cover crop seeds available. If you need ag chemicals, we can ship bigger orders straight from the warehouse to your farm with unbeatable prices. And as always, we're an authorized livestock nutrition center dealer. Call us, visit us on South Randall in Elk City, and follow us on Facebook. SEI Agritech, your partner in productivity.
Your farm deserves only the best, and that's why Valley Genuine Parts are crafted to meet the highest standards to elevate your pivot's performance. Covering all your pivot needs, Valley Genuine Parts provide optimal operation and extend the life of your pivots. From drivetrain components to sprinkler parts, invest in the best for your farm. Valley is your partner in irrigation success. Stop by Knutson Irrigation or call 1-800-373-9325 or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
We feel like we want to be good stewards of our depositors' money. It's what keeps Community Bank going for as long as it has. This bank's seen it all. Starting 1901, you've seen a few droughts. You've seen some market crashes. Oil and gas come and go a few different times, you know, from the 50s to the 80s to the 20-teens. And we're here. We never sit there and go, oh, man, I hope our doors are going to be open tomorrow. We're going to be there. There's no doubt in my mind.
I'm Jason Redd, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
This season, Army Worm, better watch out. Because your wheat is protected by Lumavia CPL insecticide seed treatment with a unique mode of action that starts at the seed, then moves through the plant to protect it from roots to shoots for strong stand establishment and better yield potential. Army Worms, you're out of here. Learn more at Corteva.us/LumaviaCPL.
This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, August 25th. 1,285 head were sold. 22 head of steers at 522 brought 487.50. 4 at 545 brought 425. 8 at 588 brought
400. 21 at 637 brought 385. 10 at 727 brought 366. 5 at 748 brought 365. 14 at 1032 brought 300. 6 head of heifers at 498 brought 390. 5 at 556 brought 370. 13 at 647 brought 330. 34 at 687 brought 355. 66 at 729 brought 350. 48 at 870 brought 330. Butcher cows were 92 to 171. Butcher bulls brought 176 to 208. Bred cows were 1600 to 2450. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71. Clinton, Oklahoma. Sale every Monday at 10 a.m. to consign. Call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-6095.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Let's go to northwestern Oklahoma and check out some weather at around Sealand, some ag weather. 63, feels like 63, dew point 60, humidity's 87, the winds are out of the east at 7, 3.7 inches of rain in the last 10 days, 1 inch of that came in the last 24 hours, 82 is the three-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 8:14 sunset, 80% chance of rain showers and 68 today. Tonight, 50% chance and 60 for a low. Tomorrow, 84 for a high and 40% chance of rain. Lots going on in our area in western Oklahoma. We got the 87th Annual Rodeo of Champions coming up Elk City this weekend, August 29th, 30th, and 31st. All performances start at 8 o'clock. The parade Saturday, August the 30th at 10 a.m. Dr. Pepper Night is this Friday, August 29th. Kids age 12 and under get in free to bleacher seating with a Dr. Pepper can. And then Go Purple is August 31st. Bring awareness this at the Wear Purple at the rodeo to bring awareness to Alzheimer's. The Western Oklahoma Alzheimer's Collaborative benefits on that night. And then new this year is the Wisconsin FMX. Dirt bikes take the arena doing hair raising flip spins and turns 30 feet in the air. Dusty Myers, everybody's favorite rodeo clown, will be returning. And then also coming up the next weekend, another rodeo up in Roger Mills County, the Red Dirt Rodeo at Cheyenne. The little daddy of them all is what it says. Get ready, rodeo fans. The Red Dirt Rodeo is back at Black Kettle Arena in Cheyenne. Starts with the youth rodeo Thursday, September 4th at 6 p.m. Don't miss the KPRA Open Rodeo Friday and Saturday, September 5th and 6th at 7 o'clock. $16,500 in added money on the line. Tickets are now on sale at Everbright.com. Or not Everbright. Eventbrite.com. Sorry about that. And on Saturday night, stick around for the after party for some dancing. Free admission for the youth rodeo. 3 nights of nonstop action. It's the Red Dirt Rodeo in Cheyenne. All right, let's take a Stockman's Vet break. We'll come back, get your pencil and pen ready, rattle you off some hay you might be interested in buying. Be right back after this.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
When you're out working in the shop in the garage this summer, stay comfortable with a Portacool Apex cooler. Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Elk City, Weatherford, and Hinton has compact spot coolers for the garage. They've also got high-powered units that cool up to 6,500 square feet. Each unit blasts cool air up to 60 feet and connects to your phone with the CoolSync app for remote control. They're quiet, efficient, and tough with a lifetime warranty on molded housings. Swing by your local Napa and get your Portacool Apex cooler and stay comfortable while you work this summer.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You got to go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
Next spring, you'll fire up the tractor, turn the earth, plant the seed, and be on your way to another harvest. If you take care of your tractor right now. Before you put it up, do the maintenance so you'll be ready to go next spring. Everything you need to keep your tractor performing is at Camrock Supply. All the grease and hydraulic fluids and filters. All the nuts and bolts, all the tire patches. All the stuff is at Camrock Supply. All of it. Next to Fred's Steakhouse in Elk City. When it's time, make sure your tractor is ready to go.
Your family is sitting around the supper table and something interesting happens. Just a few moments ago, there was lots of rustling and noises. And now nobody's saying a word. Everyone's too busy cutting up their steak and taking bites. Once in a while, someone says something about how good it tastes, but for the most part, everyone's pretty quiet. They're too busy chewing and swallowing and going back for another bite. The meat was processed exactly the way you wanted it, and all you had to do was tell us what you wanted. We processed your meat to the exact specifications, and since we processed the meat at your place, it was really simple for you. I'm Becky Brown, and my husband's Tony, and we're BT Butchers. It's a mobile meat processing shop. We come to you and make it easy as possible, the way you want it. The website is btbutchers.com. That's B as in Becky, T as in Tony, butchers.com. Remember, it's your meat, and it feeds your family. You deserve to have it processed the way you want it.
My papa started Hutton Inc. in 1983.
And now our uncle runs it just like Papa did.
We're learning the ropes, too, because this isn't just dirt work, it's family legacy.
From GPS-guided earthwork to excavation, house and building pads, topsoil and aggregate sales, drainage repair, forklift and manlift rentals, Hutton Inc. does it all.
3 generations strong, we move the earth and your future.
Call Hutton Inc. at 580-225-0225.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, here's your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag weather update for southwestern Oklahoma. I picked the big town of Hobart. 66 degrees, dew point 65, humidity's 97. 73 one-hundredths of an inch of rain the last 10 days. 67 of that one-hundredths come in the last 24 hours. 85 is the 4-inch bare soil temperature. 812 is sunset. 70% chance of rain showers today and 75. 20% tonight and 64 tomorrow. Back to summer, everybody. 91 and partly cloudy. All right, you guys got your pen and pencil ready? I got some hay for you to buy. You guys ready? We got 340 round bales of Plains Blue Stem, $75 a bale, over by Eric, 580-243-9190. 20 bundles of nice leafy alfalfa, small squares. I believe this is the Cheyenne. I think I got it wrote. Nope, that's not the Cheyenne hay. $80 to $90 a round bale. Or $15 for a small bale of alfalfa. 580-660-1622. We got round bales of grass hay, and I don't have a price on that. Sorry about that. But 580-878-1151. Premium Midland 99 horse and cattle hay. $10 a bale for little squares. Big rounds are $80 to $100 a bale. South of Sayre, 580-574-5375 or 580-339-2130 for some Midland 99 horse and cattle hay. And we got some Midland 99 down south of Mangum. Bermuda grass, obviously, 20 last year's bales, $80 a bale. This year's bales, $100 a bale. 580-471-8669. And then we got 180 round bales of Ozark Bermuda grass, fertilized in 3 wraps up by Fairview, 580-541-4332. 400 big squares of alfalfa last year's, but it's in the barn. Good cow hay, $180 a ton. South Elk, 580-729-0074. And then we got some green alfalfa, 4x8 square bales up in by Cheyenne, $160 a ton. Semi or gooseneck loads. And south of Sayre, some true to cow hay. $75 to $85 a bale. 580-243-8676. Have a great day, everybody. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre, Oklahoma. God bless.
You've been listening to Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
It's on.
It's on!
KECO, Elk City.
News. I'm Therese Crowley. President Trump convenes his cabinet saying the country's doing well and we're unleashing awesome power.
The average American worker has already seen a $500 wage increase this year and there's no inflation.
And says we're going to have a safer country with his federal law enforcement. Blue states not happy about his executive order to withhold federal funding from cities that set suspects free with no